This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you like, you know, it's misery loves company, but other people's misery, like you find joy in that. That's what the German word for it is. That's what a lot of Warriors fans feel like when they end an opposing fan base's like season. And they have the opportunity to do that again tonight to the Houston Rockets, who the Warriors are all time against in the playoffs and series. 4-0, it could be 5-0 tonight.
Part of why I think a lot of younger Niner fans, and myself at a certain point, it's not as strong today as it was back then. Part of why we hated the Seahawks so much was because they did end us. Talk about Niner fans.
Yeah.
You know, like, not only did you beat us in the biggest playoff game in your history, and you had the signature moment, you rubbed it in our face while you did it, and then no one was the same after that on the team. Not Willis, not Bowman, obviously because of the injury for Bowman. Not Frank Gore, not Alden Smith, not Colin Kaepernick, and not even Jim Harbaugh. Like, that entire team felt like it was ended the night of the NFC Championship game with the Richard Sherman play. And that you got to think, like, a Rocket fan views it probably even worse when it comes to Steph Curry.
Yes, how I would try to rationalize it as a Rockets fan is like, you guys couldn't hit one three-pointer. You guys couldn't just break that streak. How 27, 21? Like, you guys couldn't make one? But the fact that it's Stephen Curry, and I do think it's funny because I do think when people bring up, you know, the baby-faced assassin, like, how he looks matters. And when I say how he looks, being 6'3", not being this physical specimen, not being LeBron James, not being, I don't know, Giannis Antetokounmpo, right? It's like, okay, that guy's just bigger and stronger than us. No, he's not. That's what makes it harder because he's making ridiculous circus shots in your face and then shimmying afterwards. It drives the opposing fan bases nuts in a way that not even the LeBron Jameses, the Giannises, the whoever's, right? Like the Kawhi Leonard's, he's quiet and stoic. But Steph does it with a smile on his face, and that makes it worse. I hate him even more if I'm an opposing fan. I hate it.
It's kind of like some sort of hybrid of, you know, Mookie Betts and Pedro Martinez, these smaller guys in their respected sports.
Mookie's
right?
A great one. The smile, right? He always is smiling.
It's impossible to hate him, and yet he's so good. I do hate him, you know. But
Sam Lubman still hates him.
It's just, you're right. There are certain guys like that, and it's so funny that he has, like, probably one of the best villains in the last 20 years of sports in Draymond Green alongside as his, you know, cohort, if you will.
Right. He's the two-face, right? If he's Harvey Dent, he's, like, the side that's all the acid and all the burns and stuff like that. That's the Draymond side. And then the nice, you know, clean-cut, slicked-back hair, that's the Stephen Curry side.
So if I were to just write down, obviously Houston is a franchise that Steph and the Warriors has ended. Like, just put into shambles. The Blazers are another one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's write down the Blazers.
Yeah, the C.J. McCollum. It's funny now that Terry Stotts is a part of most of those. Now he's an assistant coach at the Warriors.
No, but like poor Dame, like is obviously his career is at a crossroads because of the injury.
Well, his career, unfortunately, I hate saying this, Oakland's own, his career might be over because of that. He's older, like an Achilles injury. It's hard to recover from things like that. Like Kevin Durant, say what you will, he's still taller than almost everyone there, and he can rise up against everyone. Like, what is Dame's game predicated on? Like speed a little bit, right? And creating his own jump shot. Like, that sucks. I hate having to say that.
I'm not going
to
doubt him, though.
No, not the mental. I will never doubt the mental acuity of him and where science and sports science is today. Hopefully he can get back to even a semblance of what he was. Because it sucks. I don't want to see injuries take away. Like, he's a top 75 player of all time. Yeah. Whether you agree or disagree with that, he's a Hall of Famer. Like, so yeah, they ended him, though. The C.J. McCollum, Dame Lillard, all those guys.
All right, so let's just go Hall of Famers on these teams. Memphis. They ended Memphis. I'm talking about the first version of Memphis.
Conley, Gasol, Randolph, Tony Allen. Yes.
And there isn't really a Hall of Famer, I think, in that crew. but they were really good. That was a really good team.
Hall of really good. I want to look up Mike Conley's stats.
He's still playing.
I know he's still playing. You're going to see him next round probably if you take care of business.
I would throw Ja in there because this version of the Memphis Grizzlies, they've kind of owned. And I think that if Ja's on the trajectory that he could stay on, he possibly could be a Hall of Famer.
I think Mike Conley might have been in the same draft as Steph Curry. Maybe a year before, 2007. Okay, year before. All right, he was the fourth overall pick from Memphis then. So yeah, no, it's a good one.
Did Steph put the Pelicans in shambles after the Anthony Davis, you know, the shot over Anthony Davis, even though they swept him in the first round, or did they kind of do that to themselves? The
Pelicans just, they're okay, a dumpster
fire. Okay, so let's take them off the board.
Yeah.
All right. The Clippers.
Yes. It's a great one.
Okay.
That iteration of them. But although the Clippers kind of had the last time they met in the playoffs, the Clippers won that series. So it's like,
But when it's all said and done, you know, I think Steph is one of the best reasons, the biggest reasons why CP3 as a whole has not had a championship.
Yes, that's a good one. Oh, with CP3, that's the one too. And Doc Rivers, kind of like does it to himself in a way, right?
So I'm going
to
put that in Clipperland, right? Okay. So Houston, Blazers, Memphis, Clippers. Who else?
Real quick, Clippers in big trouble. They're down 3-2 to the Denver Nuggets, and Jamal Murray looked incredible. All right, so you got all those teams.
Who else has Steph ended? In terms of...
I mean, the Cleveland Cavaliers, right?
Sure.
Like, they do have one title, so they will have that.
Could have been three.
But let's be honest. After they got Kevin Durant, that was just absolutely eviscerating and torching that franchise and sticking a knife in them left and right because they couldn't do anything against that one of the greatest teams, if not the greatest, in the history of the sport.
Okay, what about the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So OKC, and that would be primarily Westbrook and, bro, when he was there, Durant.
They have not gotten to a conference final since.
Okay. Do we put the Sacramento Kings in there? I don't think they're on the level of some of these other teams.
No, and again, I put the Kings in the Pelicans category.
Okay, okay.
They can't get out of their own way as a franchise.
That's why we're at the go. What about the Lakers?
No, Lakers have had their number a little bit, but they also haven't really been great at the same time.
They weren't relevant.
For that. Right.
Yeah.
So
okay, so let's leave them off the board.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Boston Celtics. Even though they didn't end
them. No, you didn't end them.
I think you more denied them.
Although, if you meet up again this year and beat them, then yes.
Okay, so yes. So maybe we'll put maybe on them.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. That is exactly,
yes.
I agree with that. Who else are we omitting? There's got to be someone else.
888-957-9570 is the number.
Did they delay the Denver Nuggets, even though that team was very injured when they first played them?
No, because, you just said it right there. There's an asterisk there for the Nuggets perspective because they didn't have their guys. Okay. They weren't healthy. Jamal Murray, Porter Jr., they just didn't have them.
Okay.
I keep talking about this, by the way. The Nuggets might be back if Jamal Murray is doing what he's doing yesterday.
They got a long way to go.
They're up 3-2 on the Clippers. We all kind of wrote them off early after the Clippers blew them out, right? Like
we need a 7-game series in the OKC matchup, no matter who it is.
Well, OKC wants a 7-game series now and wants the Clippers to extend that. But the Denver Nuggets present challenges with anyone with Jokic. And if Murray's hitting shots on top of that, they could win the whole thing. We've seen it a couple years ago. They did that. So keep it in the back of your minds, folks. We got the Lakers, Minnesota after Warriors-Rockets tonight, and if Minnesota takes care of business, they advance to the second round, too, and obviously await the winner of the Warriors and Rockets.
So, I mean, if you're just looking at this in terms of Steph denying people, I think Houston has as good of a, argument of getting their soul taken by Steph than anyone.
And this iteration, obviously, don't feel that, but the fan base does.
Sure.
Like, and Big Boss Man was bringing it up, is this kind of how, you know, Jazz fans feel about Michael Jordan and, you know, the denying Jerry Sloan, a legendary Hall of Fame coach, rest in peace, the Karl Malone and John Stockton tandem, right? Like maybe any other team they play, they're getting a title, but it's that team. Kind of like how we view the Niners against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
It's like, are you serious?
That's a really good call.
We can't, that's the one guy in one team where we just can't beat. We have them dead in the rights, right? We have them. We have the Sharks circling around him, but all of a sudden, you know, Mahomes finds a jet ski and he swims away and then he beats us. Like, we don't know how it happens. It just does. And, you know, I'll say this, though. I do think at the end of the day, the Warriors did have the better teams. Like, I know the Rockets feel like they should have won that series. I do feel like the better team ended up winning.
Yeah, but part of the beauty of sports is sometimes the better team doesn't win.
Sometimes, but in this case, I do think those Warriors teams were better than those Rockets teams. I do.
But you have to go out and do it.
Like, I know a lot of Niners fans don't feel like the Chiefs were a better team than them. I do think they had the better quarterback and better players at the time. Now, the 07 Patriots, they were a better team than the Giants. I'll go to my deathbed saying they were a better team.
Yeah, but they
that
lost.
Was the greatest team I still think I've ever seen in my life, even though they didn't win the Super Bowl. But they had an amazing play with David Tyree, and the rest is history. The bubblegum catch and then Plaxico Burress in the end zone. Night, see you later. It crazy things happen.
Yeah,
right?
But this is why I think Steph, when it's all said and done, it's almost impossible to quantify his late game heroics and their ability to win these games time and time and time again in a variety of fashions.
It hurts.
Not only does it hurt, I just think we've become numb to it.
Yeah.
Like, think about how they won just the other night.
Charlie Lincoln Park.
Draymond Green was in foul trouble the whole game. He's basically teetering on the edge of getting kicked out.
Basically didn't play the second half, keeping in a puck, which is crazy.
Pods was lighting it up. Who else was?
Jimmy Butler.
Okay, from the free throw line.
Yeah, but that's, you're saying it.
Yeah, but clearly he was hobbled, right? Yeah. Steph didn't really have it going, and they found a way to win that game. Mm-hmm. How many times can we say that in the last 12 years? A lot, actually.
Yeah.
They just have this ability, and I think this goes back to Steve Kerr as well. They just have this ability to just kind of like find a way to win these games.
You know what you call that? The heart of a champion. They still have it there.
Yeah, and the IQ.
The IQ.
I think the IQ is a big part of this.
But Steiny was talking about yesterday, Steiny and Goo, and he was like, the Rockets didn't deserve to win that game. They made too many mistakes against a team like that, against players like that, an organization like that. You can't be 19 of 31 from the free throw. You just can't do that.
That's how I feel when we talk about Niners versus Chiefs. There are certain things you can't do if you want to beat that team.
Right.
And so you're probably like, oh, you think you're better than them? No, it's just we did some things like fumble the ball in the first, the drive with Christian McCaffrey. Like, you can't do that if you want to beat them.
No.
Get an interception and not get a field goal out.
And not knowing the overtime rules. Again, but it goes back to IQ. It goes back to being buttoned up, going over every single scenario constantly. The great organizations put themselves in positions to win late. And when you have Jimmy Butler and you have Stephen Curry and Draymond Green, they know their assignments in late game situations. The Rockets are a young team. Listen, I've actually come away from the series. If it does end tonight, I'm very impressed with the Houston Rockets. Oh, they've been incredible in this series.
Shortlisted teams that I'm high on for the next 5 years.
But again, you never know. This could be their closing window. And I think I saw Bonte tweeting about it, and he made actually a good reference. Like the Kings and Sabonis after that series, you came away with the Kings saying, you know what? Their stock is up. They're an up-and-coming team. They're on the rise. But I don't know if Sabonis is the guy you want to build around. I came out of the series saying, De'Aaron Fox, I kind of want to keep that guy. And Keegan Murray, right? Şengün, I don't know if he could be the best player on a championship team.